Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now it's time for takeouts on the top stories that we're following all week. I'm Todd Zwillick, in all week for John Hockenberry, who's out. I'm here with Celeste, of course. First up, we turn to the White House, where President Obama plans to have an official meeting with the Dalai Lama in the map room in the White House. Now, in the world of diplomatic protocol, that's somehow less important than a meeting in the Oval Office. But the only problem is that a meeting with Tibet's spiritual leader is definitely going to enrage the Chinese just the same, regardless of which room of the White House it's in. And this is all at a time when the president really needs China's support. Well, here with more is Lynn Sweet. She's Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times and columnist for AOL's Politics Daily. She's been following the story. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Lynn, how long has this meeting been in the works? The Dalai Lama was in Washington a few months ago, right?
He was. He's been in the United States twice since Obama has been president. This visit Thursday will be his third time in the United States. In the Obama presidency. The meeting has been in the works since September, when Obama sent senior advisor Valerie Jarrett over to Dalai Lama, India, where the Dalai Lama lives in exile. He's lived there since 1959, and on that September visit, she invited him to the United States.
So on the last visit, I remember the president did not meet with the Dalai Lama, and some human rights groups were upset about that. Now he is meeting with the Dalai Lama. The Chinese, of course, are outraged, but this all kind of smacks of sort of diplomatic theater. They knew this meeting was coming. Okay, China, you be outraged. We'll do our things. Let's not let anything derail. Am I reading too much into it?
Well, the timing is everything. One of the messages that the White House was sending to the Dalai Lama in September was that the meeting can take place after the president has been in China. So the China visit occurred in November. So that timeline, I think, speaks for itself. The Dalai Lama gets an invitation to the White House in September. He's in the United States in October, does not go to the White House. Then Obama goes to China in November, talks to the Chinese, explains his position, says that the relationship is can handle this, and the meeting is Thursday.
All very well choreographed so far. We'll see if the Chinese play their part later on in the week. Thank you, Lynn Sweet, Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times and columnist for AOL's Politics Daily in Washington.
Our next takeout comes from the Olympic Village in Vancouver, British Columbia, where sports writer John Branch is covering the Olympic Games for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Can you kind of bring us up to speed on what happened with the Olympics over the weekend, both the tragic and the triumphant?
Sure. A couple of the storylines. First of all, the tragic is on the death of a luge athlete from Georgia on the luge track. And as he came to the very last corner of that track, was upended and went off the track and was killed. It's the first death of an athlete at the Olympics, of an athlete during training or at the competition itself since 1964. Certainly not the way the Olympics wanted to come off. Last night, a cheerier note for the Canadians and the Vancouver Organizing Committee was the first gold medal ever won by a Canadian on Canadian soil. This is the third Olympics for the Canadians to host. And last night, an athlete named Alex Bilodeau won a gold medal in moguls. So it'll be a big celebration.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people collecting on their office pools on when that was going to happen, right?
Exactly. That has been being watched for several days now, the first few days of the Olympics. And he now will be a name that Canadians, I think, school children will never forget.
Okay, John Branch is a sports writer for a partner of the New York Times.